Hey, I'm Cassie with all your latest Triple M hard and heavy headlines. Jeff LaBar, guitarist of the 80s glam turned blues power rock band Cinderella, has passed away, age 58. At the time of recording this, there is no cause of death revealed. The passing has been confirmed by his son Sebastian and father Bob. According to reports, after family and friends could not raise him, Jeff's first wife Gail found him dead inside his apartment in Nashville. His son Sebastian has encouraged fans to share videos and photos of the fun times of his late father. Cinderella reached number 3 on the American Billboard charts in 1986 with the release of their album Night Songs, which saw the band then go on to tour with Bon Jovi, Poison, and David Lee Roth. Calling it a day in 95, the band reunited in the early thousands for a tour before officially breaking up in 2017. Although Cinderella haven't released a studio album since 94, LaBar released his debut solo album, One for the Road, back in 2014. In an interview in 2016, Jeff accepted the prolonged lack of activity from his band was due to his drug and alcohol problem. LaBar said his appetite for partying went back to the band's heyday in the 80s, and he had a history with cocaine, heroin, and alcohol. He was quoted as saying he was Motley Crue and Guns N' Roses all wrapped into one. Meanwhile, the band's frontman, Tom Kiefer, detailed that some issues within the band going back decades had sidelined them. There's no suggestion drugs and alcohol had anything to do with his passing. Our thoughts are with LaBar's friends and family at this time. California rockers Buck Cherry have postponed tour dates after two band members tested positive for COVID-19. While it's not clear which members, the band advised and apologized for any inconvenience while they isolate and quarantine. The band's new album Hellbound was released last month. Meanwhile, Dave Grohl and the Foo Fighters have also had to postpone their July concerts after a member of the band's organization has come down with COVID. In the announcement, the band said that they made the move out of an abundance of caution. The Foo Fighters gig at the Forum in LA was supposed to mark the first full capacity show at the iconic venue in more than 12 months. Poison drummer Ricky Rocket has also claimed he's tested positive, even after he says he's been fully vaccinated. As if a gift to make the pandemic world feel normal, the legendary Iron Maiden have made things right and released new music. After teasing fans with the inscription WOTW on their past album covers and flooding social media, it is now confirmed that the band's new single is out. Writing on the wall. The band have also been teasing something called Belshazzar's Feast with videos and teasers. Now, Belshazzar's Feast is the story of the writing on the wall in the Bible. So maybe that's just the new single and not something bigger. Surely an album has to follow. Here's hoping. Well, that's it from me. Now, to stay up to date with all the latest Triple M hard and heavy headlines and interviews, make sure to find Triple M Rock on the Listener app now.